when you want to dry it, yeah, same, is it still a dish rag or is it something else?
Well, sometimes you use the wash rag. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to dry that off with. As you dish rag your dishes.
What if you went to wash your face?
When you wash your face?
Yeah, what would you use that small piece of cloth? What would you call that?
And that'd be your wash rag too.
And after you took a bath or a shower and you wanted to dry yourself, what would you use?
Yeah, you use a bath towel then. Then you got a face towel, a bath towel, face towel, wash rag. Or a hand towel, whichever you want to have.
What would you, what do you call the thing on the top of the water pipe in the kitchen to turn the water on and off with?
With a faucet. The hound.
The what now?
There'd be a hound.
What's that? Spell that for me.
Oh, hound. It's in D-E-L.
Okay.
I believe it is. It'd be, yeah, hound.
What if, lived in a house out, someplace got really cold and the water pipes froze up? What would you say they would do?
Well, some would say bust, some would say burst.
That happened ever to
it's
you?
It's a fast bust.
Really? That's more common around here?
Yeah.
Bust?
Froze up, busted.
What was it going to do if it busted, if it busted or was about to bust, tomorrow it's going to, it might.
Thaw out? Yeah, thaw out.
Or if it was going to stay frozen but it hadn't blown up yet, say tomorrow it's going to.
Well, they wouldn't have a tail to where the pipes bust not to.
But if they could tell, what would they say?
They got to throw out first. Sometimes you get by and don't do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to give me none of these verbs, are you? Huh? You're not going to give me any of these verbs.
Oh.
What if you had you're going to buy some flour? How they used to sell that?
Cooking flour?
Yeah. How they used to sell that?
Well, they bought it by the sack. They bought it anywhere from, I think they had a 5 and a 12 pound, a 24 and a 48 and a 96. And I believe 496 pounds made a barrel. That's 396 pounds. And people used to buy the flour by the barrel because it made an awful lot of biscuits.
What if you wanted to buy molasses in large quantity, what would that come in?
Well, now we get it by the tank truck. Used to we'd buy them by the gallons of number 5 cans.
If you wanted
people,
in the
people, people mostly bought syrup here.
Yeah. In the back though, if you wanted to buy, back a couple of years, if you wanted to buy a large quantity of lard or something, any particular name?
Lard?
Yeah.
You bought it by a can.
Ever hear it called a stand?
No, yeah, we bought it by a can, 45 pounds, 25. 30.
What if you wanted to, you were going to say something?
Just a can of lard. Yeah, but most of them buy, and then the weights decide on after you decide what so you can.
Yeah. What if you had a bottle and had a real small neck on it, and you wanted to pour a whole bunch of water or some other liquid in it, or your famous jelly or whatever, what would you use a little?
Oh,
a
funnel.
Funnel? Ever hear calling anything else?
Not especially.
No. How's a funnel different from a spout or something like that?
I believe it'd be the same thing.
Really? Ever hear it called tunnel or something?
No.
What if you had a buggy and you had your horses all hooked up to them and you wanted to get them to go faster? You might have a tool or something.
I'll take your whip. Take your whip and hit them.
You used to have a buggy?
Grandpa had one.
Yeah, what was that like?
Well, a buggy. Well, they're pretty good things, I guess, back when they had to use them. But they didn't have any springs very much, and some of them had springs on the wagon, I mean, on the buggy. They rode pretty well. Uncle Judas had one. Took it and played with it and carried it down in the woods and got hung up on a tree and he had to go get it. So, but buggies was